Love is a choice you make over and over again, to choose someone every single day of your life when you're committed in a relationship. One of the things I've learned from being in a relationship this past year is love is a commitment you make continually. So it's not one set of vows that you take, you know, it's not one time that you ask the person to be your partner and then that's it. You're bound by that forever because you're not bound by it. So what makes you stay? What makes you stay? What makes you stop jumping from partner to partner when things get a little bit difficult? You make the choice. Because things won't be always easy. There may be difficult conversations and discussions for you to have. One thing I've realized is if you spend enough time with someone, you will eventually see all the sides to them. If you spend enough time with someone, you will see all of the sides to them. That means all of the sides that you don't get to see in your initial few dates, in your initial time together, you will eventually see as life begins to interact with the two of you, as life happens and things unfold and you spend time together, you will see how they react to different situations and scenarios. Because some of it will be based on past reactions, past emotions, past hurt that they've had. Because remember, when you are meeting them, you're meeting them at a certain point in their story. Their human story started long before they met you. If you're meeting someone at 30, they've had 30 years of life before they met you. That doesn't just disappear once you start your relationship. So it's important to make that commitment to understand why that person is the way they are, who they are. Ask questions, learn to slow down and take the time to get to know each other more and more and more. As soon as you think you know someone, that's when you start to take the relationship for granted. That's when you start to make assumptions and that's when you stop making effort. So there's this continual commitment that you have to make in your heart and soul to show up as best you can fully with that person. And if on a given day 70% is all you can give, that is 100% because you have 70% capacity. But as long as you're communicating that and showing that to that person, that's all that matters. See, the interesting thing is, I recently went on a double date, and one of the things that the girl said to me was, or one of the girls that was on the double date with us said to me, was that she was afraid to go all in because of past hurt. And what tends to happen is, and just to be clear, to go all in with her partner that she was at the date with, you know, so it was me and my partner, and then it was her and her partner, her new partner. And one thing I've realized is talking to a bunch of people is what tends to happen is we get close in a relationship, right? We get to a certain point and things get scary. We get close to a landmine that we're feeling, some friction that we're feeling within ourselves. And so then we keep people at a distance. Or we keep them at a distance right from the beginning to avoid getting close to these landmines, to feeling the friction that we know exists and lives within us. We do that to protect ourselves, to stay safe. We do that to avoid having to feel those wounds again. And so we either live in that relationship half-hearted and distanced, which the partner will then feel, or we jump from relationship to relationship, expecting to find someone. Well, I don't know what we expect. We just jump, expecting maybe to feel safe and maybe the grass is greener on the other side. But what happens is the more time you spend with someone, the deeper you'll go. And eventually you will come across your own landmines and they will come across theirs. And then at that point, you have an option. You have an opportunity to lean in and explore that, as scary as it is, and open your heart further, or continue to shut down your heart and keep a distance. Keep certain parts of you shut down throughout the relationship. Just keep a certain part of your heart shut down. It's interesting. Relationships are interesting. It's when you get into one, I mean, the most important one is the one that you have with yourself first and foremost. You are your own girlfriend. You are your own boyfriend first and foremost. Let's get that clear. So if you're running from yourself, inevitably you're going to be running from your partner too, to some extent. It will happen. You may or may not agree. You may or may not describe it that way, but that is what it is. You're running from yourself, and as a result, running from your partner. So until you can meet those parts of yourself that you're running from, you will not be able to fully open yourself in a relationship. Anyway, let's leave that there. I love you, and I will talk to you again soon.